All right, left hand up. Left hand up, B. We haven't been here. I don't think we've been here in over a week. I think the last time we were in here was last Tuesday, right? I believe that's accurate.
Something like that.
Remember, I think Ahmet came. Ahmet came here last time we were here and brought a bunch of subs.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I had brought a salad in that day, and I just found it in the refrigerator. Now, it's sealed up. It doesn't stink.
It's a salad.
It's okay. I'm not going to eat it.
It should be fresh. Did you already have the dressing on it?
No.
It should be still fresh if it's in the refrigerator.
Jeff, you want to eat my week-old salad? I got a new salad to eat today, but week-old salad's yours if you want it, bro.
Nah, I'm good, bro.
White Brian, landfill, any takers?
I'll pass. Thank you. Okay.
All right. Well, you know.
You're the one that eats stuff late. But a salad would be fine.
Damn. You're just going to do that in front of me?
You want something?
No.
Here you go, dog.
Nah, you keep them. Anybody that follows the program is aware of how much Brian and I love these Fritos Flavor Twist Honey Barbecue things. They're phenomenal. But we got a new snack out in the tent. My guy Derek Cheston, always walking around. I don't know. He has, you know,
he buys two bags a day.
You know Terry Crews' character in Longest Yard where he's always got the cheeseburgers?
Uh-huh.
That is Derek Cheston walking around with jalapeno cheddar Cheetos. They're just always floating around.
They're good, though.
They are good. Jeff's talking and his mic's off.
I wasn't even talking to you.
Oh.
I was reenacting Terry Crews. I got the fries. Well, I just got the fries.
All right, that was a good potato chip and old salad update. DQ was on with the Commanders. Commanders head coach Dan Quinn was on with the Junkies this morning. And you know how those dudes operate. They just said, hey, when's Terry coming back?
Yeah, right, Jason. It's when you go on to PUP, there's an element, you know, from the first part where, you know, there's some rehab that goes. And so for Terry specifically, an ankle, you know, that's not that uncommon where towards the end of a season, you know, you have that and you're dealing with a little bit in the off season. I don't have a specific timetable on it. We're thankful that he's here and that the work's getting done, but he and Sam Cosmi, they do rehab and some days field work, some days, you know, rehab, strengthening work, and then the afternoons meetings, and they're able to, you know, watch the walkthroughs in the evening, although they can't go through them yet. So we'll just take it, you know, step by step. With he or any player really in this spot, like, we're not going to miss anything, man, and take the next step. But I don't have a timeline to say it's, you know, 3 days or, you know, 5 days into that space. We're just going to make sure, like, he can absolutely, you know, fully be Terry and let it rip, and then we'll begin the process. And then it goes, like, then it's individual work and then some team reps. So it's kind of like a build-up to get yourself ready. At the start of training camp, that's what we did with the team. Like, we ramp up, shorter practice, a little bit longer. So when a player is coming off PUP, you really need to do the same with them because they missed that ramp up. So once that part happens, Jason will do the same thing, but I don't have a timeline of when that is yet. But that's where we're at.
All right. I have a trivia question for everybody. Do you know what the D in DQ is starting to stand for? Dikembe. Dude just swats away questions. People want real answers on Terry, and he just goes into this pupless conversation.
Well, I mean, what he said is factual.
Right.
It's not like he lied to you.
That's the second or third time now I've heard him say that.
Stop asking because he ain't telling.
DQ doesn't know when it's going to happen. I'm not entirely sure AP knows when it's going to happen. I'm not sure Terry knows when it's going to happen.
No.
I don't think there's a lot of clarity on this. I think expectations need to change if the numbers are really at 35, 34. I think expectations for the Commanders front office really need to change if that number's around 25.
Mm-hmm.
I think what you need to focus on are the guarantees in this deal. And if those guarantees get north of $50 million, freaking dollars.
I think a deal gets signed.
I think it's going to be really hard to say no.
Hell yeah.
You know?
I'm with that.
$50 million guaranteed. Like, that will be in your bank account.
Mm-hmm. That could change our life.
The last wide receiver deal, who McLaurin's certainly better than and has accomplished more over his career, just hit, and it hit far under what Terry's asking. Mm-hmm. That they're about the same age. Plus, Sutton is a more physical player, so you almost can wonder if that will fade faster. I think he's just like a taller, more like high point kind of guy. What do they list Courtland Sutton at? I want to say he's like 6'3", right?
Mm-hmm.
Courtland Sutton is listed at 6'4". Okay, yeah. What, if any, impact, Brian, do you think Trey Hendrickson rolling into Cincinnati has on this situation?
On this one?
Yeah.
Nothing.
What, if any, I agree with you. What, if any, impact do you think Terry coming in after 2 days, Hendrickson coming in after, call it 5, maybe 6, I don't know. What, if any, impact do you think fines are the driving force in that?
100%.
You think?
Yeah.
See,
look,
I think,
man, if I can come to camp, still not practicing, still negotiating, and I'm not losing money, I'm coming to camp. I'm not going to sit at home and be losing $50,000 a day.
One thing I also think is quite different, I'm curious if you agree with me on this, is the Bengals run a bare-bones cheap operation, right?
Yeah.